Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and good morning to each and every one of you. It's your sister, your friend, your host, your confidant, counselor, teacher, the student, Diane Rosina Jones, and thank you so much for joining me for becoming who I am. I am blessed to be with you on this Sunday morning. I know you are as well. So truly, I'm honored that you would even take the time to join me for another wonderful, insightful, empowering discussion in regards to the different things that we can do in our lives that would empower us to live the best life possible and to become who it is that we were truly created and placed on this earth to be. So I've got the chat room open for those of you who want to join me in the chat room. You can do so. Also, if you'd like to call in and listen to the show on your phone, you can call 760-695-5620. Certainly, if you have comments or questions or like to share any information in regards to the topic we're discussing, you can certainly put yourself in the queue and we can talk once I get into the topic a little bit. I do have, once again, the chat room is open for those of you who want to join me there. Also, you know you can reach out to me, send me a tweet while I'm on the air. I'll certainly be looking at those. So that's DiJones247. You can post a comment on my Facebook page if we are friends. That's Diane Rosina Jones. Or you can actually go to the Transforming Life Institute Facebook page. Or you can go to the Transforming Life Institute website. And there's a community forum there. You can sign up as a VIP member or as a free subscriber and enjoy some of the things in our community forum. There is a meditation corner. You will find meditations there, short meditations. You'll find meditative prayers there. Also, positive affirmations. You'll also find that information there. There's a lot of good stuff on that community forum. Be sure to sign up for the blogs, for the newsletter. There's a newsletter going out the end of this month to give more details in regards to how to sign up for the first workshop sponsored by Transforming Life Institute, live workshop in person facilitated by none other than your sister, your friend, your girl, me. It will be in the Atlanta area right now, scheduled for the end of February. So be sure to go to Transforming Life Institute website, sign up at least as a free subscriber so you'll get the newsletter that will let you know how to register for the first workshop. You can also click on the information on the website, the tab that says workshop, and it'll give you a little bit more information in regards to the one that's coming up. It is going to be about tapping into your intuition, and today what I decided to do is I'm going to begin to lay the groundwork for the workshop. So today we're actually going to talk about what intuition is, and the next week I'm going to go into the connection between your intuition and God consciousness. And so we're basically going to take the next few weeks to kind of set up the course that will be facilitated. Now, the workshop that's going to be facilitated by myself, it is going to be a small, intimate group of people. So as it stands right now, I will only be able to accept 10 participants per session. The session is 1 hour per week. It will be in Duluth. The session is only $10. per session. Now, there will be a series of sessions. You do not have to take them all. You can take one. It will be a standalone kind of thing. So if you even take one session, it will help you tremendously. But of course, if you participate in the entire series, you would get even greater benefits from that. Okay. Also, if you have the Transforming Life Institute website, be sure to check out and read my blogs. I did write a blog recently, so that was the first blog for this year. So hopefully you'll just get to the website and enjoy that information. Okay? So now what I kind of want to do in regards today, we may not be an hour because I don't want to just kind of drag the whole conversation out just because. But I really want to set a foundation in regards to what intuition is, why we should trust our intuition, why we should listen to our intuition, and why even if we have ignored our intuition all of our lives, it's still there. It's not too late for us to tap into it and reap the benefits of following our intuition immediately. So, excuse me. Now, I will share with you this, because this topic is very personal for me as well. A lot of what I'm doing today in my life, not literally today, but when I mean a lot of the things that I'm doing in my life now, or a lot of the things that have been accomplished in my life within the last decade, are primarily because I followed my intuition. And if I had not followed my intuition, it is highly unlikely that you would even be listening to my voice right now. You wouldn't be reading any of my books. There would be no Blog Talk Radio. There would be no Transforming Life Institute. There would be no Dancing with the Universe or Tragic Treasures. All of those things were products of me following my intuition. So, and speaking of Tragic Treasures and Dancing with the Universe, let me get this little piece out as well. I'm sure everyone knows by now, but I do want to remind you that both books are available now, not only in print, but electronically. That is, they're available. If you have an Apple product, you can download them to your iPad or your iPhone, actually. You can download them from iTunes. If you have a Kindle, certainly you can go to Amazon.com, get them both. If you have a Nook, you can go to Barnes & Noble and get them both. And they are also available at 70 other retailers worldwide. So I don't even know the name of all of the other retailers as far as electronic devices, but they are available. There's a list. I'm just saying that they're not familiar to me, since the primary ones here in the United States are Apple, Nook, and Kindle. So I'm excited. I talked to a friend of mine this past week for the first time. I don't think that we've spoken since, it's been well over a decade. May have been close to, well over a decade. So, and she was telling me how she was reading my first book, and of course she talked about how it brought her to tears, and I encouraged her to continue reading it because it's the kind of book where people say they cry, they laugh, you know, they kind of are caught in the concept that when they're reading the book, they can relate to not only the pain but the joy, and they also experience that aha moment and enlightenment, I would say. So certainly I was very blessed to hear that she was reading Tragic Treasures. And for any of you who read Tragic Treasures, do work through it. I think a lot of the emotional reaction that people have to the book has to do with our compassion for each other. And it also has to do with some of that stuff may actually touch some open wounds or scars or pains or tragedies within your own life, and that's why Spirit had me write it, because many of us have had tragedies in our own lives, and we are still trying to figure out a way to find any treasure whatsoever in that tragedy. And it may take a day, it may take us weeks, it may take us months, it may take us years, and some of us it may take us a lifetime, because I don't want to, the book in no way tries to diminish tragedy. Okay, so we understand that sometimes it takes us a lifetime to try and discover what I call the spoils of war in the midst of tragedy. So for those of you who have not gotten the book, certainly get your hard copy from royaltreasurespublishing.com if you want an autographed copy, or get your hard copy from Barnes & Noble or Amazon, or if you want an electronic copy, go ahead and get that as well, because when I finish this series with Intuition, I actually am going to begin a series on my first book, Tragic Treasures. So you have about 6 to 8 weeks to get that first book and get ready, because we're going to break that book down chapter by chapter here on the air, Becoming Who I Am. We're going to break it down for free. All you have to do is get the book, and I'm going to do the workshop. We're going to do the work each and every week. There's about 12 chapters in that book. We're going to do it, baby. We're going to do it. We're going to do it. I hope you're ready. We're going to do it. Okay, I'm excited about that, because that's finally, that's something that I've wanted to do, and it's coming to pass. And after that one, baby, we're going to do Dancing with the Universe too, and I hope you'll be ready for that. So right now we're going to stick with the intuition, and I hope that you'll follow along with me these next few weeks as I delve into that, and you know, leading up to the live workshops. And now, of course, you can listen to the life classes in regards to it, and you don't have to take the workshops. Of course not. But I believe the workshops would be a great addition to our conversation on the topic of tapping into your intuition. Okay? And so I'm excited. I mean, the next 6 months with Becoming Who I Am is really going to be awesome. So I'm already into, you know, I'm already 6 months down the road in regards to the programming, and I hope you are as well with me in regards to that. Okay? All right. So as we get into the topic of intuition, tapping into our intuition, let me start here, because I said that, you know, I mentioned that it was quite personal to me. Let me start with the concept that, first of all, for many years, I actually thought that this whole concept of direct knowing, because that's a term that some people use when they talk about intuition, direct knowing, just knowing, when you just know something, you don't know how you know it, there's no logical explanation for how you know it, you know, you just know. When you have that moment, when you have that experience, that's intuition. And for years, I thought that only a select group of individuals had that, that that ability was only imparted to individuals who were a bit more spiritually evolved than the rest of us. Because of my religious upbringing, I associated that with strictly the Spirit of God, not something independent of the Spirit of God. And so then I thought I had to be spiritually evolved to a certain level in order to have intuition, or I should say in order to have that direct knowing. You see, I had been taught that it was only the Spirit of God that spoke to man, that spoke to us directly, you know, within. I was not taught that it was actually my intuition that connects with God consciousness and that was with me always, that I've always had that's an innate ability, that is independent of what I believe, philosophies, the religions, traditions, that is independent of what I practice, my practice and belief, it is there. I was not led to believe that it was there. I thought it was tied to the gift of the Holy Spirit that was given to me. Therefore, I thought that if I misbehaved, so to speak, then I no longer had that ability to hear, and that I would in some way lose of intuition. So that is no longer what I believe. So what I want to first introduce in this conversation, in this dialogue about intuition, is that intuition is an innate ability that all human beings have. We all have intuition. We all are intuitive beings, independent of our religious beliefs, our philosophies, practices, or even independent of our behavior. Okay? So it doesn't matter what we believe, what we practice, or even what we do, we still have intuition, a gut, what some people call a gut instinct, what others call the direct knowing, still have that. So if we are clear on that, if all hearts and minds are clear, then we can move forward. So the first thing that I want to pinpoint is, yes, we are all, I think I did do a show on this before, so I'm going to probably repeat some things that I already did previously in a show called Intuitive Beings, that we're all intuitive beings. So then the first thing we need to know is, yes, we all have intuition, the gift of intuition, okay? So now, secondly, what we need to understand is that our intuition, actually, that voice that you hear, and I'm using that terminology as voice that you hear, we know it's not an audible voice. I won't try and say that some people may not have experienced an audible voice, but it's that direct knowing. You know, that voice is something you just hear and you know, okay, that's it. That guidance, that internal dialogue, that internal guidance. Now, we're going to talk about the difference between your intuition and ego, and we can distinguish that quickly. So what I'll do is, let me distinguish that before we go further into the conversation, because I want you to be able to determine that everything that you hear is not intuition. You see, everything, every thought that comes into your mind is not your intuition. Every concept, every idea, every suggestion, every comment is not your intuition. So what happens is this. Intuition, which we all have, really is the voice of our authentic self. Authentic self being who you were created to be. The self, the part of you which knows your purpose, which knows why you are on this journey, which knows why you are living in this time, in this space. That's what your intuition is tied to. So intuition is the voice of authentic self, real, true self. So being that intuition is the voice of real, true self, intuition does not speak lies. Intuition does not speak from fear or insecurity. Intuition does not speak, you see, from deceit or selfishness. Intuition, if it's the voice of true, real, authentic self, intuition always speaks from a higher place, from purpose, destiny, love, you see? So that's one way to distinguish whether it's intuition or ego. Ego speaks from doubt, fear, insecurity, defensiveness, got to protect myself. That's ego. So whenever you hear something, or you hear something that is trying, you know, kind of like got you in protection mode, have you in defensive mode, have you in In secure mode, have you in a state of fear or panic? That's ego. Your authentic self, your intuitive voice, never incites fear or panic. Now, I'm not saying that there aren't moments where you don't need to be careful or cautious, and that there aren't legitimate moments when there's need or cause to be afraid or fearful and protect yourself. But I am saying that even in those moments when intuition, when authentic self is speaking in regards to an issue, authentic self is giving you the answer, the solution to an issue, not fear. If what you are hearing, if what you feel, if the knowing, if it is all fear-based, if it is all terror, if it is all dread, if it is all worry, if it has you in a state of panic, then that is not the intuitive, that is not the authentic self, that is ego. The perceived, what I say is the perceived self. Ego is the self that we create for the external world. Let's just break it down. Ego is the self that protects us, that defends us, that is scared for us, that, you know, comes up with the schemes for us, that has all these great big ideas for us. Ego is the protector, the defender, the perceived self for the real world. Okay, but your intuitive being, your authentic self, that's your true, real self. Ego will have you living a life that you despise and hate based upon fear of rejection, fear of not being accepted, fear of not being loved. We're getting somewhere now. So I hope that that actually gives you a clearer understanding how to distinguish between the two. If I can label it as two voices, I hate to start labeling voices because the people, you know, some people may hear this in the wrong context and not really understand what it is that I'm trying to refer to when I say voices. But if I had to distinguish and say there's two voices that you would hear, you will hear the intuitive being, the authentic self, which is always going to be connected to your God self and your higher mind that walks in love and truth and your real purpose and livelihood. And then there's the ego, which is always to defend, always to protect. So ego is always going to be on the defensive. So that's the way you distinguish. So now, going back to the way I was raised not to trust my gut instinct because, see, the understanding was that, you know, many of us grew up with the understanding, you know, based upon scriptures, that the heart is deceitful above all else. The heart's just deceitful. Now, and, you know, there's no good thing in man and all of that good stuff. So when you grow up believing that and thinking that your only goodness is external, comes from, you see, somewhere else, then you actually are taught to ignore your own intuition. And when I was taught to ignore my intuition, that became the catalyst for years of denying my true self. That resulted in me living a life that was designed by ego, fueled by insecurities, a life of misery. I'm just going to tell you the truth. I was doing the doggone thing. I'm not going to say that I was not successful in accordance with what people say success is. I'm not going to say that. Because at some point, I had everything that people said would, you know, label one as success. However, I was miserable. Oh, completely, totally, utterly. I talk about that in Dancing with the Universe. Utterly miserable. And I mean in church, in ministry, miserable. Still miserable. Living according to the precepts the word is still miserable. Let's just tell, can we tell the truth today? Oh, you know I'm going to tell it anyway. I'm talking about my journey and talking about nobody else's. I was still miserable. Let me tell you why I was miserable, because even though that it was, I was living in accordance with Scripture, even though I was living my life in accordance with, you know, the success which had been defined by society and family and friends and those around me, it was not my true self. I was not living based upon the precepts of my true, authentic self. I was not listening to my intuition. I was living life based upon my perceived self, my ego. So I was miserable. So here's the first key for you to think about in regards to whether you are living your life based upon your authentic self, meaning that you are following intuition, because guess what? In order to live life according to your authentic self, it will require intuition. There is absolutely no way you can live according to authentic self and not tap into your intuition. Because guess what? If you live your life in such a way where you require that you always have to have the opinion, the opinion, the approval, the guidance, the know-how from others, then you're going to be living an ego-driven life. Ah. Okay, let me just let that simmer and just let that just kind of stay there right there for a moment. And you know, let me repeat that one more time. If you are living a life which requires that you always have to seek counsel, let me put it like that, in others in order to make decisions, if you have to get the opinion of others, if you have to, if you need the acceptance of others, if you have to have a consensus from the group, if you have to have the approval of others before you are to act and do and be, then you're living an ego-driven life. Because intuition will have you do some stuff that folk going to be looking at you like you're crazy. I'm going to tell you right now, excuse me, we'll get into that later on, you know, in this whole conversation and discussion about intuition. But I will guarantee you that when you start tapping into your intuition to live your authentic life, and this is because most of us have spent so many years living inauthentically, we have spent so many years living an ego-driven life, so unfortunately, once we do connect and listen to our intuition, we're going to actually have to move in a space that is going to be totally and completely different from the life and the person that we have been being. So in that instance, because of that, we are going to, what we're going to do or what we'll end up doing will look like it is extreme to those around us, because it will be totally opposite. You know, the best gift that we can give to our children at a young age is to teach them, first of all, the best gift we can give to them is to love them unconditionally. You see, loving them unconditionally means that I love you in spite of behavior. So even if you do something that I'm not particularly crazy about, that has nothing to do, that does not diminish my love for you. So love them unconditionally and encourage them to live authentically from the beginning. Be who it is they really were created to be. Be true to their authentic self when they're young. Oh, yeah, when they're young. Now, see, that requires that we talk to our children. And see, and that's a problem with many of us, that, you know, our children may not have the opportunity to live authentic lives, and they may have to struggle in their 20s, you know, into their 30s, trying to figure out who it is they want to be, because we don't talk to them on the level that they are intuitive beings. We spend their earlier years talking to them and treating them as if we have to tell them who to be, how to be, what to do, what not to do. Yes, we do have to guide them, But understand that they're intuitive beings as well. So while we're guiding our children and teaching our children, be sure to listen to who it is that they are and who they're becoming, and then to nurture that so they can be true to themselves. So then they don't have to grow up like myself and be in your 30s or your early 40s and totally change your whole life and everybody think you're crazy. You know, give up everything, move away, leave everything behind. Crazy. But I will tell you this, if you spend a whole lot of time ignoring your intuition, fearful of listening to your inner voice, not trusting your authentic self, and you decide to do that, then it is going to, it's going to call for some radical faith. Radical faith. Radical risk on your part. So I will say this, I'm not going to joke and tell you that listening to your intuition is not frightening, and frightening in and of itself. Listening to your intuition doesn't require faith, because it does. It takes faith and it takes risk, and you have to be willing to fail. And you have to be willing to be wrong. And you have to be willing to be criticized by others, because you will go on direct knowing. And since others won't be able to see your A, B, C, D, E, F, G, they want to know, why are you doing that? You know? Why don't you do it like this? Why don't you do that? So it does take, it takes courage in order to follow your intuition, in order to tap into your intuition. It definitely takes courage. So, but this is what happens. So say we're scared because we've been taught to be afraid. We've been taught to ignore our inner voice. We've been taught to ignore intuition. We've been taught that the Holy Spirit is to assist us, but our behavior dictates when the Holy Spirit talks to us. So with that being said, once we shut intuition down and we begin to feel this level of misery in our life, I underline, some of us are not just miserable. I'm going to tell you how we get to misery, okay? Some of us don't start off as miserable, because what happens the first few times that we ignore our intuition, the universe gently nudges us. You know, just give you a little nudge. Something say, do this, but you do that. You just get a little nudge that you should have did something different. You know, nothing major happens. No big deal. You see? And let's start with something simple. So the little voice says, turn right and go down here and take that light to go to work. And you ignore the little voice and turn left and get stuck in traffic. You're late for work. No big deal. That's a little thing. That's just a little nudge. Intuition just says, listen to me a little bit more. Yeah, that's just a little nudge. Oh, you didn't listen, so, you know, you're stuck in traffic. No big deal. But then the more that we ignore our gut feeling, our intuition, the louder the promptings get, the more the universe kind of turns up the volume on us. And so then turning up the volume might be, you meet somebody that you want to date, you know, male or female, and after, you know, spending some time with them, intuition say, she not the one. You ignore intuition. Next thing you know, you in more drama, you done spent more money, you done had more problems, you know, all kinds of stuff as regards to not listening to that still small voice that said, she ain't the one. See, your authentic self knows who the one is for you. You see, not only does your authentic self know who the right person is, but really it's because your authentic self actually listens to others, understands others, pay attention to others. You see, so your spirit, when it connects to God consciousness, and we're going to talk about that, because really intuition is not just you hearing voices from within you. It's really your authentic self, which is connected to God consciousness, which is connected to God. You see, so then really is God speaking through you to you. And but so then the voice says, she ain't the one. You don't listen, and it costs you so much money and so much drama from having that relationship. Or it says, you know, he ain't the one, you don't listen. So much drama, so much pain, so much heartache. Or you are shown something in regards to him or her, and intuition says, pay attention to this. This is very important. And you just shrug it off like, whatever. You see? And that ain't no big deal. Then when something happens and it comes back, intuition will remind you that you were told, that you knew, that you had seen that. So when we ignore that, and we, you know, ignore those signs, then the universe packs a bigger punch. Now, I don't know about you, but I have experienced all of this, and I have experienced it. It has got the punch. I mean, I have got slapped. I have been, let me see, let me rephrase this. I have been slapped by the universe, okay? I have been punched by God, okay? I know some of y'all tripping that I said that, but baby, I have been sucker punched. And I'm not saying that to blame God. I'm not mad at God. It was a wake-up call, because the whole time intuition was speaking to my spirit. You see what I'm saying? Intuition was speaking to me, I would say that. God's consciousness connected to my intuition, which is my authentic self, okay, tied to spirit, was speaking, and I was ignoring because I was fearful, because I didn't understand that I could trust my inner voice. I didn't know I could trust it. I was taught not to trust it. I didn't know how to distinguish the inner voice, the intuitive me from ego. I didn't understand that my authentic self always walks in love. Always. Always. Okay? Always. There is no, I'm telling you right now, if it's ever anger, hatred, fear, defense, you see, that is always ego. That is not authentic self connected to God. So I didn't really understand, but the universe got louder and louder the voice, look, the voice until I couldn't ignore it anymore, because bam, something happened, and I said, okay, God, I hear you. Okay, God, I'm listening. So that many of us, with our intuition, this is what happens. So now, remember, we all are intuitive beings, so that means each and every one of us has an intuitive component to us, all of our lives. But we can teach ourselves how to ignore it. However, every once in a while, something slips through and the universe sends us a little word. We ignore it, and then we see the consequences of ignoring it. Then it gets a little louder. We ignore that, and we see a larger consequence. Then it gets a little louder. We ignore that, and boom, bam. And then it gets louder. We ignore that, and then slap, punch, right? So then, but for some of us, the boom, bam, the slap, punch, we still continue to ignore because we're ego-driven and we are fearful of all of the change and transformation that's required for us to walk in our authentic self by then, because we spent so much time living an ego-driven life until now we feel as if it is too late to try and change that which we've lived all these years. But let me tell you this. Check this out. If you're in your 20s, God knows if you're in 20s, it's not too late to change. If you're in your 30s, 40s, 50s, unless you plan on not living a long life, it's still not too late, because the average American now is living, you know, and I'm guessing because really I don't know the actual facts, but I would have to say anywhere from 70 to 80 years, and some longer, 90, 100 years. So if you're living on average 70 to 80 years, even if you change and shift in your 50, you have another 25, 30 plus years to live your authentic self or live in misery. So no, it's not too late. If you're 50, no, it's not too late. Because, sweetheart, you may have another 30 years. And if you do not shift and change, then that's 30 years of misery, 30 years of ego-driven life, not purpose-driven life. You see? So, no, it's not too late to change. It's scary. It's frightening. It will require you to get in a certain place. And with your intuition and with your relationship in God in order to shift and change, but it can be done. So here's the deal. Excuse me. So we get these loud punches, and sometimes we ignore them and spend all of our lives. This is what happens. If we have gotten to the place where we are very good at ignoring our intuition, our authentic self, and we live our entire lives in regards to that, you find that people get to the end of their journey and they are bitter and they are angry at life. I mean, at life in general, not certain people. You know, they treat people, they're mad at people too, because most of the times by that time, if we really have been ignoring our authentic self, we really carry, a victim consciousness. So by then, we are bitter. We are angry with the world, with God, with society, with everyone. So here you go. When you meet people that ain't happy with their life, then you know they're not listening to their intuition. They're not tapping into their authentic self. When you meet people who have a victim consciousness, they're not living their authentic self. They're not tapping into intuition. When you meet people that are angry and bitter with God and angry and bitter with the world, they are not living their authentic life, you know, or tapping into the intuition. You can identify these people. You can identify yourself. You know where you're at, and you know whether it's whether universe is nudging you, whether the universe is shoving you, whether the universe has slapped you upside your head, or whether the universe then punched you dead in your face and knocked you out. Come on now, because sometimes some stuff happens to us that's it's like a sucker punch. We don't know where it came from. But if you really, really, after the fact, sit down and look at the situation and look at what happened, you really will find out that, guess what, you had all the clues, you had all the information, you had all the knowledge beforehand. You wasn't blindsided. You ignored God. You ignored your intuition. You ignored your gut instinct. You see? And you don't have to admit it to nobody else. Just admit it to yourself. Just admit to yourself, you know what? I ignored my instincts about dude, about this chick. I ignored my instincts about this job. I ignored my instincts about this trip. I ignored my instincts. You see? And this is the result. Now, guess what? If we are lucky, we get the nudges, we get the shoves, we get the slaps, we get the punch. And that teaches us to start to listen more to our instinct. It is through this connection that we identify our true purpose and manifest the vision which will allow us to live life with meaning. So once we start to listen just a little bit, then what happens is we become more confident. See, so what we can actually start to do is start to obey, listen, tap in and listen to our authentic self, our intuition, our direct knowing in the small things, and just obey in the little thing and see that work out. And then that builds our faith and builds our trust in our intuition. So the next time Spirit says, turn right, go down this street, then go to that light, go to work that way, do it. You don't have to even know why. See, this is the thing about intuition. When you connect to your God consciousness, when you connect to the God mind, a lot of times the way Spirit and God connect is you will have a knowing without the how, without the why, you see, without the what and when and where. You just get a do. And a lot of people have a problem with the do because they want to know the what, when, where, how, and why. If you're the person that has to have the what, when, where, when, how, and why, then most likely you'll have an ego-driven life and you'll have a problem with walking in your intuitiveness because most of the times you're just going to get a do. Turn here, take a right, and go up to the light. That's all you're going to get. But once you start to obey, then you'll find the universe conspires with you to help you achieve your life purpose, that divine plan. Intuition connects us to all that is, so to speak. And the more we start to confidently follow our inner promptings, the more the universe aligns us with all that is concerning our lives. So then the more I listen to my intuition, because now check this out. If my intuition, if my authentic self, if my spirit connects to the God mind, the God consciousness, the spirit, or the Holy Spirit, whatever, however you want to call it, if they connect, then the only thing that God speaks to me out of authentic self is purpose, destiny. God don't do small talk. God don't do, There was a song out called Accept What God Allow and all this other kind of stuff, like, you know, and there was other, and what I meant by that is that reminded me of the fact that it's almost like they also were saying that there's a permissible will and all this other kind of stuff that people, anyway, I'm not going to get into that, but I had been taught certain things like that, like there's a permissible will, there's God's divine will, and there's his permissible will, what he allows. But check this out. When you connect to spirit, God consciousness, God mind, and allow God to connect with your spirit and speak intuitively to you, God is not speaking permissive will. God is not speaking what he will allow. God is not, spirit is not speaking to you, oh, check this out, I want you to do so and so, I'll allow that. No, spirit is speaking destiny, spirit is speaking purpose, spirit is speaking the reason for your existence, and, you know, the great I am becoming. That's what spirit speaks. So when you connect, it ain't no, spirit is not speaking plan B for your life. Spirit is speaking plan A, destiny. So therefore, once you align to your intuition, right? When you connect to your authentic self and you listen to God consciousness and start acting on that, you're going to start acting on your true calling. You're going to start acting on your reason for being here. You're going to start acting on the all that is. You know, the divine plan. I kind of feel like I need to be taking up an offering today because I'm really feeling this thing. So understand that. God will not be speaking about plan B. When you connect to that, when you connect to all that is, when you connect to the great I am, God is speaking destiny. God is speaking purpose. When you understand that you can trust your intuition, then you understand that everything that God, because see, first of all, now there's a scripture in the Bible that says, basically, it says that you have to learn to trust God in the small things. You see, and not to despise small beginnings. So then first you'll find the intuition will kind of, you know, God will kind of say, turn here, go there. Let's see if you can trust me for a traffic light. Because, baby, if God tell you to go right and you go left, no, we're not going to talk about a million dollar business right now. See, the problem is a lot of us want God to reveal our purpose and our destiny, but we don't even obey God in the small things. Come on now. God can't even get you to avoid a traffic jam. He can't even tell you to go right. You go left because you think you know better than God. So no, God is not speaking yet about destiny and purpose. God is not speaking yet about plan A. God is not speaking about the multi-million dollar business because you don't even listen to intuition when it comes to general direction. So you're not ready to hear divine guidance. Oh my God. Did you get that? Many of us want to know why we're not hearing from God about divine guidance, and God is saying because you don't even listen when it comes to general direction. So when you start listening when it comes to general direction, then we can start talking about divine guidance. But until then, baby, I still got to get you to hear me when I say go left, and you decide that you want to go right. So despite our struggle to trust our intuition, our authentic self, know that it's always there. Know that God is always speaking, whispering, waiting to be heard and acted upon. And, you know, this was a powerful thing that I learned many years ago. I think it was probably in the mid-90s. I read a book called Why Is God Silent? I will never forget it. I mean, it was during a time frame when I was in some pain. I was in some emotional, mental pain. I really was. And I felt like I couldn't hear God. I felt like God wasn't there, you know? And so I got this book. I don't even remember who the author of the book was, but it was called Why Is God Silent? And I read that book. And it was a tremendous aha moment because what it taught me is the author taught me and broke down the fact that God is never silent. We are just at times in a place where we can't hear. So in that, when I finished reading that book, I understood. Now, I'm going to say something that's going to freak some people out. Now, I was still in the grips of Christian ministry at this time, and the book that I read was written by a Christian author, and it was written from the perspective of the scriptures. But when I got finished reading that book, I understood why people said they saw God in the trees, why they saw God in the rock, why somebody could sit by a lake and say they see God, why somebody would say that everything is sacred from the animal to a rock to a tree to a this. You see, why some people think that even inanimate objects can be sacred. I understood that because the author was saying that God is everywhere. You can see God in all things because God is speaking in all things. And when we get into a position intuitively where we connect to God consciousness and God mind, then we can hear God. We can hear God in the still small voice. We can hear God in the wind. We can hear God in the storm. You see, we can hear God in the thunder. We can hear him in the sunlight. We can hear him when the moon shines. We can hear him when the trees are rustling and blowing. So when we get into a position to say, okay, I will trust my intuitive self because I understand that my intuitive self connects to God's consciousness, now, God, I can hear you. And we'll understand that once we really tap into intuitive being, it's not just a small voice. You can go outside, go sit by the lake and watch the ducks or geese or whatever and hear God and see God and understand what it is that God is saying just by being out in nature. You'll get it. You'll understand it. You'll know that it is possible. Whew. Wow. I don't know about you, But you know, I actually had to get up and start walking around on that one. I gotten up and started walking around my chair because, you know, just understanding and knowing that each and every one of us has the ability to connect to, and let me tell you the truth. I'm going to tell you truth. I'm going to tell you truth. Yes, we are all intuitive beings. Yes, we all have a gut instinct and intuition, but it is hard, hard, hard to connect to God consciousness when we live in a life that's totally and completely in complete total, you see, division from that which God is, which is love, peace, joy, and all those things that spring from love. So I am a proponent that I believe that God loves all of us. We are all his children. I don't believe that there's no one on this earth that God does not love, that is not his child. However, I do believe that there is such a way that we can live our lives where we are totally in a state of what we perceive to be separation from God. It's an illusion, the separation is. We're going to talk about that on some other show. However, it's an illusion of separation that becomes our perceived reality because our ego-driven life has taken us in such a direction that our actions, our behavior, our conversation, our self-talk, our internal talk, you see, is in total contradiction to God's consciousness, total contradiction to God's consciousness. So know that in order to tap into your intuition, one of the things that you also have to do is to begin to line yourself up with God's conscious. Now, whether that means that you actually have to connect to a traditional ministry or religious belief or practice or anything like that, that's totally up to you. Whatever it is that you need to do in order to reconnect to God's consciousness, then do that. If you need to go to church every time the church door open, do that, because we have some seasons in our lives when we need to be there every time the door open. If you need to go once a week, then do that. If you need to go to you know, if whether it's Christianity, whether it's Buddhism, I know some of y'all are gonna be like, "What? What? Okay." I'm just putting it out there, okay? I'm going to put it out there, and I'm going to blow some people's minds and blow some people's wigs back, and some folk ain't going to never talk to me again, and all that's good. This 2015, I'm fine with that. I love you all. But I am of a mind that this God that I serve is too big to be confined to have a man tell me that God is only represented in one group and segment of religion and people. I believe that truly when we seek God, when we seek God's consciousness, when we seek God's consciousness based upon love, that all roads lead to God. Yes, I said it. I said it. I said it. I said it. And I'm not taking it back, and I believe it. I believe it. Yes, I believe in Jesus. But I believe that I serve a God that is so big and so loving and so kind that if I love him and that if I seek him, that I'll find him. And I'll find him. And I can connect with him based upon the fact that the breath of life is within me. If I'm breathing, then that means the breath of life is still in me. Based upon the breath of life is in me, I have a connection to my Creator, which is God. No matter what you call him, no matter how you choose to serve him, no matter how you choose to worship him, he is God. Oh, come on now. You know what? Yeah, I am going to have to send an offering plate. Ain't nobody in here for to give me an offering, but I'm going to have to do that. And for those of you who would join me next week, do join me next week as we go in deeper into tapping into your intuition. And truly, it is not my intention to alienate anyone. All of these years on this show has been my intention to help us become all that God has created us to be. And I hope that you'll still be with me on next week. But if not, I love you. I love you. God bless you. I honor you. I respect you. All is well. This week, may you hear the voice of God in your life. Namaste.